Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here is your morning brief for Thursday, April 18th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration has reimposed sanctions on Venezuela's oil industry after the State Department said Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had failed to meet earlier commitments that would, quote, lead to fair and competitive elections. The move is so far not having much impact on the price of oil, though, because Venezuelan crude still only makes up a small part of the global market. As of January, the US was importing roughly 150,000 barrels of Venezuelan oil a day, just a fraction of America's 20 million barrels of daily consumption. In Washington, House Republicans have revised their bid to ban or force the sale of TikTok in the US. The latest proposal extends the sale period to about 9 months, with a possible 3-month extension, and would tie the crackdown on the Chinese-controlled app to a $95 billion aid package for both Ukraine and Israel and humanitarian efforts in Gaza being voted on this week, which could fast-track the bipartisan effort to become law. And Apple and Nvidia's chip supplier, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, has reported an 8.9% jump in profits in the first quarter, following 3 straight quarters of declines. It comes as TSMC worked through an inventory glut and saw a surge in demand from generative AI. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, with European shares also gaining in early trading. US stock futures are flat, ahead of earnings from Netflix and Blackstone due out later today. We've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.